Hi everyone, it's Gordon Brown with the latest Hamilton Park Racecourse podcast, and I'll tell you what, this is a big meeting coming up on Thursday the 27th of June, an evening card that gets underway at 5:45. It is, of course, the historic Saints and Sinners Charity Night, sponsored this year by Greenversity. What a card we have, a 7-race card getting underway at 5:45. All the way through to 8:45. The gates will be open from 3:30, and something from everyone. And of course, the big question out there is, are you going to be a saint wearing a white carnation? Or like me, are you going to be a sinner wearing a red carnation? It's all in the aid of charity. And the Saints and Sinners Club of Scotland, they support the smaller charities. Over 100 smaller charities every year benefits from events like the Saints and Sinners race meeting at Hamilton Park. And this meeting dates all the way back to 1965. Since then, the Saints and Sinners Club of Scotland have raised over £2 million for very worthy causes indeed. And of course, it's been a busy June at Hamilton Park. This is our 5th meeting of the month. Incidentally, our next meeting after this comes up on Tuesday, the 2nd of July. It's the Almada Mile Handicap. And it's always best to get in touch with the website Early Doors to make sure you get the best possible deal. The evening kicks off with that Greenversity Saints and Sinners Amateur Jockeys Handicap. It's over a mile and 5 furlongs. It was won last year by two old pals for Jim Goldie. Tom Easterby, one of Tim Easterby's sons, on board. That was Tom's first winner on turf as well. And we've got some proper amateurs in the race, including the vastly experienced Serena Brotherton riding Linwall for Mike and David Easterby. Really good race to get things underway. Second race at 6:15 is a restricted 2-year-old maiden fillies contest over 5 furlongs. Richard Fahey won it 12 months ago with 99. This year he's represented by Sands of Dubai. A selling handicap at 6:45. Always interested in that. Do come to the winner's enclosure area afterwards and see if there's going to be a bid for the winner. It's over 5 furlongs. It was won last year by Hard Solution, trained by Ruth Carr, who's in the lineup again this year round. The 7:15 is a good race. The Pattersons of Greenock Hill Handicap, again over the flying 5 furlongs. Count Dorsey won this race last year. We've got plenty of horses coming into this race in form. And Jordan Electrics has had a fabulous season already. A course and distance winner, trained by Jim Goldie these days. But a couple of years ago, he set a new 6-furlong course record at Hamilton Park when trained by Ewan Willans. And then we go all the way through to our final race of the evening at 8:45. It is a handicap over 6 furlongs. We've got Chucky Dunedin for Mike Smith, who's popular because Chucky Dunedin in Old Scots dialect translates to Duke of Hamilton. There would be no more appropriate winner on Saints and Sinners Night, surely, than Chucky Dunedin, and likely to be sent off a big price as well. Hopefully you'll have a fabulous night at the Saints and Sinners meeting at Hamilton Park. And as I say, remember our next meeting coming up is on Tuesday the 2nd of July. As always, book those tickets in advance to get the best possible deal. Have a fabulous night at the Saints and Sinners, and hopefully we'll see you racing at Hamilton Park real soon.